Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is March 11th, 2009, day 45. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding myself of the porn in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me on this adventure of ridding the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. I'm doing well. Hope you are too. Still porn free. I lost count at this point. And I hope that stays that way. I know for myself, it gets hard at times. It's nowhere near as hard as it used to be. And that's always a plus for both of us. Or for any of us, really. You know, my wife's been helping me along with a lot of things. You know, been really a big help to me as far as getting rid of this porn. And getting rid of my desire and want to look at porn. That heart change that I'm looking for. I would imagine you're going to be looking for the same thing if you're trying to quit porn. And the heart change is the biggest thing, at least in my opinion. Not that just the sin is bad of it, but if you don't change your heart in the way you look at things, the what you desire and what you crave will never be fulfilled. You cannot fulfill sin. You know, we know sin leads to death. And as much as we would like to fulfill sin and enjoy that, it only lasts for a lifetime. You know, I mean, I'm on the internet probably 12 hours a day, minimum, due to my job, due to other things. I've never looked at porn at work, just for the simple fact, it's not blocked, but for the simple fact that it's work. I am by myself. I work basically alone, so it is a temptation, but for some reason being at work is a lot easier for me not to look at it. So can I apply those principles when I'm by myself at my house? It shouldn't be much different, but it is for some reason. You know, it used to be when I'm by myself at my home, the second someone would leave, first thing I would do is figure out when and how I can look at porn. I was that addicted to it. And I'm not saying I'm still not. I'm still in a much, you know, it's only not even a month. I don't know, maybe it's a month where I haven't looked at it. And that's kind of rough for me. You know, looking back and saying, how can I plan every move to look at porn? It's had such a grip and grasp in my life that I had to find it wherever I went. And I don't want to be that person. As much as I like it and I enjoy the sin and the sex part of it, I don't want to be that person that doesn't get into heaven because I had a desire to do something I shouldn't do to begin with. That was destroying, you know, who I am, my marriage, and my relationship with my kids. You know, I don't want to be that person. I always thought of myself as better than that person, but I'm not. I've fallen right into that. And so, that being said, here I am, a month out or so, and haven't looked at porn, I have not looked at porn, I still want to look at porn at times. I still see attractive women on the internet. You know, I looked at a show. Here's an easy example, Dancing with the Stars, if you've ever seen that. I don't normally watch shows like that, but I thought I knew, you know, one of the founders of Apple was on it, and I wondered what that was all about. So being in this sort of field, I'm very familiar with who he is. So, you know, just wanted to see what that was all about. The girls on there immediately make you want to look at things that you shouldn't. And I'm not better than anyone else, but just a simple thing like that, a simple show on TV, shifts your mind to want to look at something. Now, I'm not lusting, but I'm enjoying looking at that. And I don't know where to draw the line. You know, myself, I'm not really sure where that line is. For you, that line might be at a low-cut shirt, and you can't go past that, or that changes you. For me, it doesn't take much to turn me on, so I have to really be careful what I look at. And, you know, I'm not the most disciplined person, so that's difficult for me. But I want to be the disciplined person, I want to be the righteous person, and I want to get into heaven, just like anybody wants to get into heaven. So let me read you a verse, as usual. I don't have a ton of verses today, I just have the one. It's from 1 Peter 3:12. And it says, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer." If I'm not righteous, does that mean God isn't going to hear my prayer? I don't think so. I think he hears the prayer. He obviously hears the prayer of many people in need. But I think if you have a heart like David in the Bible, he pays special attention to that and says, "This person's my servant. They do what I ask. I'm going to help them out." Just like you would. You know, you don't want to help out. You know, you have someone that comes to you over and over. Just think about it. You've got somebody that comes to you over and over for money and, you know, says they need it, but they go and waste it. Do you want to really help that person or listen to them as much as you do someone that's going to do work for you? You know, say you give somebody $5. They return 10, you know, because they're grateful, or, you know, they make use of that $5 without just, or 500 or 5,000. You know, I don't really have a specific example, but just think, someone that takes that and multiplies that money and does good for you or helps you out in some way or doesn't just waste their life is going to be someone you're going to listen to more. You know, God is our Father. You know, our Father who art in heaven. You know, everyone knows that prayer. If he's our Father and you're a father, think what you would do. Or even a mother, think what you would do. You know, I don't know the ratio of men to women here, but it applies either way. You want to help your child unless you have, there are points of people that do not want to help their child. For the most part, you want to help your child to succeed. So what are you going to do? In order to live a righteous life, we have to take our eyes off ourselves. And that is the hardest thing for me to do. So we need to, you know, take the focus off ourselves. And again, I'm preaching to myself, not just, you know, not just whoever's listening. Take the focus off ourselves, put it on God, put it on others. And if it takes that, make yourself busy so that you don't think of porn, that you don't think of women that way. It's really difficult to do. But if we can live a lifestyle of not looking at that, and of not being selfish, and of helping others, our focus will be in the right place. So let's move on to the next step. If you're just beginning to listen to this podcast, and you're experiencing porn, you know, is an issue, I'm only a month out from not looking at porn, from chronically looking at porn for 17 years. So if I can do it, you can do it. So move forward. Send me an email. Let's encourage one another. Helpmequitporn@gmail.com. Let's encourage one another and move forward. Let's say a quick prayer and we'll be done for today. Lord, we thank you again that we can come before you and we can ask for forgiveness, we can trust in you and seek you in all that we do. We ask that you would help keep our focus on you and off of the things of this world that might sway us from you, that we know are evil and sinful. As much as women can be attractive or men can be attractive, whatever the case may be, help us to not see that as lust, but help us to see love and compassion and trust in you to see things purely, to not see them as evil and diluted. We ask that you would help refine us and bring us to a point where we can trust in you and we can seek you before we look at these other things. We ask that you would continue to help us in our times of temptation and need, and that we would look at you first and not ourselves. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you next time.